It's Monday, August 22nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We're digging into Psalm 23 and picking up today at the first part of verse 5. Let's read it together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." All right, here in verse 5, the picture has changed from the Lord as shepherd to the Lord as host. He is hosting a feast for his people in the presence of the enemies. This is a picture of God's care of his people in a wicked and depraved world. Now, this world is coming undone at the seams, but the people of God are calm as they enjoy God's generous hospitality. Now, the first part of this verse talks about a feast. The other day, Granny Bowden called me up and said, "Ben, I've got some meatloaf for you, and I also have whipped up some fried okra and some fried cornbread. Do you want some?" Now, listen, I was very busy that day. And I was just way too busy. So I said to her, "Granny, I'm on my way." Listen, most of us here in the South, we know how to feast. Like, we know how to house some food. The picture here is that God has prepared something so good that just to sink your teeth into it, you'd be willing to drop anything for it. But notice who the recipient is. It says, "You prepare a table before me." Man, the kindness of God to prepare a table for such an undeserving peasant. And the verse goes on and reads, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Okay, here's the deal. God's people have the security of God's constant provision in every situation. No matter what, he's never given up. He never lets up. He never fails. So even when the shadows are dark and dreary and life gets hard, God is right there to give comfort and peace. The saints of God have enemies all through life, even up to the hour of death. Roger Ellsworth says, "These enemies are the world, the flesh, and the devil." Okay, he names those three. I would even add death itself. David here subjects God's care to what we might call the ultimate test. He asserts that God's care cannot be negated or destroyed by these fierce enemies. David sees himself sitting at a banquet table while they are gathered all around. Ellsworth says, "While they threaten and snarl, he feasts. Such is the care of our God." I worked out in California one summer in college, and a guy I worked with was a rodeo clown. Now, you have to have some screws loose to be a rodeo clown. I remember one rodeo I went to, they sat at a table, and they just let these bulls run at them, just run straight at them. And here's how you determine the winner: the last person who gets up from the table. Now, he may be dead, but he's the winner. Okay, keep that picture in the back of your mind. We have four enemies here: the world, the flesh, the devil, and ultimately, death. Death is the greatest enemy because no one is escaping it. But God's people do not fear in the valley of the shadow of death. So much is the calm of the people of God and the care in the hand of God that when the bull is coming at us full steam ahead, we feast. All right, we feast. We sit at the table and we feast. You may ask, "Well, how can that be?" It's because the victory has been won, man. The victory has been won. The enemy is lost, so we can sing with all the saints, "Oh, death, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting?" Death is swallowed up in victory. 2 Corinthians 15. And that victory comes only through our Lord Jesus Christ. This reminds me of the third verse of a classic hymn from Martin Luther's "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." It says this: "And though this world with devil's field should threaten to undo us. We will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. May God's people have a calm assurance that the enemies are ultimately powerless. Therefore, let us enjoy God's generous hospitality and let us feast. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.